USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy from California is urging House Democrats to drop their hearings on the Mueller report and focus on a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Chairman Nadler, who ran for chairman on the idea to impeach, but he ran for Congress on the idea that he can legislate. The jurisdiction of his committee should deal with this issue.
McCarthy is referring to chairman of the House Judiciary Committee there, Jerry Nadler, who is holding hearings this week on the Mueller report. Comedian Jon Stewart is pushing for an extension of the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund before the House Judiciary Committee. The funds are running low and expected to run out in December of 2020.
Certainly 9/11 first responders shouldn't have to decide whether to live or to have a place to live.
The Victims Compensation Fund is nonpartisan and it's set to help out anyone who demonstrates their illness as a result of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is telling Fox News that Mexico is taking new steps to curb illegal immigration to the United States.
We've seen them step up in an unprecedented way. They went from doing this process in 3 or 4 locations to border-wide, which we think will have a great deal of impact.
Baseball legend Big Papi David Ortiz is recovering after being shot in the back in the Dominican Republic. Now Ortiz is back in Boston thanks to the help from his former team, the Boston Red Sox. Boston residents and David Ortiz fans tell Fox News they're very concerned.
We kind of stayed up all night, refreshing Twitter. He was my favorite athlete growing up. I don't know about...
And as someone who embodied the whole city the way he did, took pride in this team, in this city. I mean, you saw what he did after the marathon. And for him to be behind the city the way he was, we all need to be behind him.
Authorities have the shooter in custody and are continuing to investigate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In light of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which is June 15th, the FBI office in Phoenix, Arizona, is raising awareness about cyber scams that target the elderly. I had a chance to catch up with Kate Fazzini. She's a cybersecurity reporter for CNBC. She also has a new book out titled Kingdom of Lies, Unnerving Adventures in a World of Cybercrime. And my first question to her was, what was some of the most interesting and shocking things that she was able to uncover in this book?
Well, from the very beginning, one of the most surprising things to me was how much like American businesses these cyber criminal organizations are run. And that started well before even I had gotten into journalism, when I was working as a cybersecurity practitioner. And so I sought out and found people involved in this underground and got this amazing portrait of these entire towns changed by cybercrime across Eastern Europe, with just tons of money flowing in from the U.S. and from Europe, from the crimes that you're really familiar with. And so from there, I just wanted to, you know, take a microscope to what is really going on there so we could learn something new.
Fazzini also says that social media companies have an impossible job ahead as they rely on algorithms that promote disagreement and therefore outlandish statements, and as President Trump calls it, fake news, are often promoted on their site. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.